Beginnings are important. Beginnings are very, very important. It's a klal in halacha, gufa basareisha. The rosh, the beginning, pulls everything along. Gracious Baruch Lakim, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikra Rashis, tells us that Hashem Yisboch made the world in such a way where beginnings are important, especially for Yisrael, who are called Rashis. Rashis to us, we're called the beginning. So it's important to take note that this parasha, which is the parasha of Kabbalat HaTorah, and it came out, even though there's no significance in terms of Hazman, but the way things worked with the college and with the semester, that the beginning of this Zman now is the week of Kabbalat HaTorah. And the beginning of Kabbalat HaTorah, or the parasha of Kabbalat HaTorah, is with the word Vayishma. Vayishma Yisrael. To hear. And Yisrael heard. And the psicha of Matan Torah itself, the actual beginning of Matan Torah, Va'ata im shamoa tishmu ubekayli. The beginning of Matan Torah. Hashem began to give us the Torah with those words. Those are the introductory words. And now, if you will listen, Shmartim as Brisi v'isim li'skulim mikolam, ki li kol haaretz. So all the Musa Sfarim talk about this, Rabbi Yochan, Chazkel, and the Talmudei Baal Shem, Baruch L'Jitomer, Tzfas Emes, all the Tzaddikim talk about this. Tonight, the condition, the precondition to receiving Torah was then and is now, today, on the first day of the new Zman. Koach HaShmir. This Koach of hearing. Targum translates in many places the word Shmir as Kabbalah's of receiving. Receiving. So let's talk for a few minutes about the Koach HaShmir, this Koach of hearing, of listening. It doesn't mean the same thing as it does in the world, to listen to a song, to hear a lecture. It means something else. So if the parasha of Kabbalat HaTorah begins with Vayishma Yisro, and Yisro heard, Chazal tell us that Yisro heard the sugya of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He heard the entire sugya. He heard about the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the frat, so as she points out, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mechamas Amalek, but he heard a report of everything that happened. But he didn't just hear the news the way that you and I listen to the news. He was koilate, he absorbed the reality of a new world that was misgala, that had been revealed as a result of Am Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and so on. He was koilate, he absorbed that. He was makabel that, Vayishma Yisro. That ability to hear in such a way, where you not only physically, physiologically hear something, but rather, as it's called in this form, if you look in the Kuntres Hespilus from the Mittler Rebbe from Lubavitch, he has an expression that he uses quite a few times, the head zayeh tif, the neshama v'eret nispoil. Head zayeh tif means to hear something in a sharp way. Zayeh tif, to daher in Yiddish, doesn't just mean to hear something. It means to get it. It means to really get it. To daher. To get it. The head zayeh tif, the neshama v'eret nispoil. Then when a person hears something zayeh tif, when you hear it really, and it penetrates into who you are, you really, really open up to receive it and to hear it. Vayishma Yisrael. When you daher it. There's no real word in English for that. When you daher something, then the Mittler Rebbe says, Vet mispoil zayin. It changes you, it affects you. You mispoil. When you really hear it, you mispoil. Last week there was this beautiful woman that was killed in her house. Right? You remember her name? Daphne Meir, right? Last week or 2 weeks ago, she was stabbed by some kid, some Palestinian, some nice boy. She was killed. So you could hear that, and you go, and then they tell you, you know, it was in front of three of her kids. Oi. And she has six kids, two of them were adopted. Oi. And she was a nurse. She herself was raised in a home. She didn't have her own family that she was raised in. She herself was, I think, adopted or something by others. Now you could hear that, and you could just continue on with the next email. Oh, that's really a shame. That's terrible. Or you could daher it. Tief. To daher something tief means vet mispoil zayin. Vet mispoil zayin means that it changes you. You don't just hear it. Vet mispoil zayin. Vet mispoil zayin. And I told this to one of my children. We were talking and she didn't hear about this. I have one of my daughters is very sensitive. She heard this. She broke down and she started to cry. And she couldn't bring herself back. Vet mispoil zayin. A mother was murdered in front of her children. Vet mispoil zayin. It means to daher. You understand? To hear something. There were other people, there were other nations that heard about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says in the Shira, Shomu Amim Yegozen, Chil Ochaz Yoshvei Peloshes. They heard. They heard the same story. Not only did they hear the same story, it could be that they were closer than Yisrael was to the story. They heard about it. They got the news. They got the report. But they didn't dehair teeth, you understand? And Memela, they weren't misspoiled. There was one person, Vayishma Yisro, and it changed his life. But this is not easy. To daher. To hear in such a way. It's not easy. If you really, really know how to listen to a friend, let's say that friend is in pain, he doesn't have to say a word to you, but you're able to daher. You're able to hear that he's hurting. That's what it means to love somebody. He doesn't have to say anything to you. And you could daher that he's in pain. It's not easy to be such a person. Chazal make a gzeir shova between Yisro and Moshe Rabbeinu. By Yisro it says Vayishma Yisro. And Chazal tell us that because Vayishma Yisro, that he was a person who heard, Chazal make gzeir shova, the sofer shel dover, Vayishma Moshe l'kol chosna. Because Yisro was a person who dahered, who listened, who was hearing, he was zeichet to be heard by his son-in-law, by Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says later in Chumash, Naparasha Vayishma Moshe l'kol chosna. The Moshe Rabbeinu dahered what his father-in-law was saying, and then he made a new mahalach with how Am Yisrael should be taken care of, should be judged. So this is a gzeirah shavah. You're all familiar with the gzeirah shavah, and you've seen it many times in Shas, many times in the Midrasha. The Chazal will take a word and they'll pick up on that word, And they'll make a hekesh that that word is used in this context, and the word is used in a different context, to be a million miles away, in a different sefer of Chumash, in a different sefer in Tanakh. And through that hekesh to the Gezeirah Shavah, those two worlds are brought together. Right? That's what Gezeirah Shavah is. One of the big Italian mikubalim is the Ramami Fano. He wrote many, many svarim. The most famous is Asar Ma'amaris, but he wrote many svarim. And the Ramami Fano tells us what a Gezeirah Shavah is. Listen to what he says. He says, but you have to hear this tif. What the Ramami Fanu says. He says that the word gezeira, what does it mean? What does it mean to be gozer, ligzor? What does it mean? Huh? To cut, to break, to cut apart. To cut something. So the Ramami Fanu says a tremendous chiddush. He says, what's a gezeira shava? A gezeirah shavah is when you have one word over here in Tanakh, whatever that word is, you have one word over here in Tanakh, and you have in Bereishis, and you have another word in Divrei Hayom, the same word. In between, the Ramami Fanu says, there are walls, stories, psukim, halachas, mamish worlds in between those two words. The Gzeira Shava is used by Chazal to break through, to cut through all of that which divides between these two words, to show, to reveal that these two words, Be'emes, are expressing one thing. So he says, the Ramami Fanu, the Gzeira Shava means that there's a Gzeira to cut through all of the differences to reveal the shivyon, that which is the same, that which combines, that which binds those two worlds that seem to be on the surface, mamish, have nothing to do with each other. That's how the Ramami Fanu defines a gezeirah shavah. So here, when it comes to Yisro and to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't think of two people, l'chaira, who are further apart in the world. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, who when he was born, this Mala Habayis Aira, the whole house, the whole world was filled with his light. Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you have Yisro, Kayin Midian, a priest, a galach of Avodah Zarah. Which Chazal tells us there wasn't an Avodah Zarah in the world that he didn't experiment with. I can tell you even a further bigger separation. You go to a chasna, and under the chuppah there's a chasna and a kala. That means there's a guy and a girl. It's mamish. Two different worlds. It's further apart than Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro. That a chasna kala, the husband and wife should be able to work it out, it's a bigger nes than Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro making yeshiva. Because those are two guys. Chasna kala, chesed and gvur, it's two different worlds. What's the gzeira shava? So it says we have a Moshe Rabbeinu on one end of the universe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, raise your hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, raise his hand. Moshe Rabbeinu is the son of Amram. Levi, Yankim Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Avram Avinu, Ashtik Elokus, a piece of God. That's on one side of the world. Yisro, Ovi, Ovi Satum, on the other side of the world, the Galach, the biggest Galach in the world, on the other side of the world. Chazal make a Gezeirah Shavah. Chazal break through all of those walls and barriers, and they make a Gezeirah Shavah. It says by Yisro, by Yishma. And says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayishma. Vayishma Yisro. Yisro was able to dehear the truth. Not just to listen, but he heard it deep. And it changed his life. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a Jew who also knew how to dehear. Vayishma Moshe Kol Chosna. And Chazal made a gzeira shava to tear through, break down, cut away all of the separations. So Heron's Zayatif, that really Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisrael, those two opposite, what seem to be on the surface opposite worlds, is one mitzias of Kabbalah Satayra. And what is it that brought those two worlds together? The word Vayishma, to hear. What brings a chosn and kala, husband and wife, together? To hear. You know that Rav Moshe Leib Sasser of Eskusi Elena, he once said that true Ahavas Yisrael, he learned from two Russian drunks in a bar. He said that he was traveling and he had to stop at some kretchm, at some inn, and there were two goyim that were drinking to each other. Russians know how to then how to drink. When I was in the first time I was in Russia around 30 years ago, I saw that Russians have, like the way we drink soda, like you pull off a thing, you drink a can of soda. They have vodka like that, like with a pull away. That's how, not much like a, like we drink Diet Pepsi or something. They know how to drink. So Rav Moshe Leib Sasser comes into this kretchm, into this bar, and he sees the two goyim there, whatever, Igor and Ivan, whatever. Just to use convenient stereotypes. And these two goyim, they're making a l'chaim, you know. And they're already a little bit shikr, you know. Ivan asks Igor, he says, Igor, do you love me? And Igor says, what are you asking me? We're friends for 25 years, we grew up together, of course I love you. So they drink a big glass of vodka, l'chaim. They make it, okay. They pour another thing, and he asks him again, no, but tell me the truth. Igor, do you really love me? He said, Ivan, I told you, 25 years we're friends, I mean, of course I love you. Yeah, you really love me. Now they know. And this goes on a couple more times. And finally, the other guy, Igor, says, why do you keep on asking me that? And he says, because you don't love me. He says, I told you I love you already 10 times. Why are you saying that? So he said, because if you really loved me, then you would know what's hurting me right now. And you don't have the slightest clue what's hurting me right now. You're not de-hearing me. You don't hear me. That's what I was talking about before. The Tanai of Kabbalah Satori is to daher. And the same way it was thousands of years ago at HaSinai with Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisrael, that brought them together, the Koach HaShmiya, and the same Koach that brings together a husband and wife is only the Koach to daher the other person. It's the same thing when you're sitting in a shir. You think that by taking notes, you think by looking at your Rebbe when he's speaking, that you're dahering everything the Rebbe's saying. Everybody here knows the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. There are a couple of stories there, but it says one of the stories was Shammai and Hillel, where there's a guy that came to convert, right? So there's a more famous story. The less famous story there is that this guy comes, but he has problems. He doesn't really believe in Torah Shebal Peh. And he tells Shammai, Torah Shebal Chsav, I get. Torah Shebal Peh. So Shammai throws him out. Kedarka. Shammai throws him out. Torah Shebal Peh. The whole bris is on Torah Shebal Peh. He throws him out. He comes to Hillel. And you remember what happened with Hillel? Hillel sat down. Hillel's Magai. He says he was Magai. He sits down and he teaches him Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. That's what the Gemara says. Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. And Chazi is over the Aleph Beis. Remember, Aleph Beis. He shows him inside. Aleph Beis. He shows him inside. There's an Aleph, there's an Aleph. There's a Beis, there's a Beis. Fine. Comes back the next day for the second lesson, the next day, and he shows him the Aleph, and he says, and Hillel says, there's a Beis. He shows him the Beis, says Aleph. Shows him a Gimel, says a Dal. Shows him a Dal, says a Gimel. So the guy says to Hillel, that's not what you told me yesterday. Yesterday, that thing that you showed me, that funny looking thing, you called it an olive. Now you're calling it a base. And the thing next to it, yesterday you told me it's called a base. It goes, buh. And now you're telling me it's an olive. Omele. So the Gemara says that Hillel told the convert, the ger. Lav alai di diko samach. You were samach on me yesterday, right? You were relying on me. You were samach on me when I showed you the letters in the book. That when I told you ba'al peh, that this is an aleph, you heard that. So I'm asking you today to be samach on me as well. In other words, you think it's possible that there could be a Torah Shebichsav without a Torah Shebaal Peh. You think that it's possible to just look at something and what you're looking at contains all of the meaning. You think that you could stand under the chuppah and you look at the girl and that's all there is the Torah Shebichsav. That you look at your parents, that's just the Torah Shebichsav. You look at the Rebbe and it's just the face that you see the Torah Shebichsav. You look at the words in the Chumash, it's just the Torah Shebichsav. It means that you're not the herring thief. The deher thief means you don't know what the words really are saying until you begin to listen to what the words are saying. What Hillel was saying to this ger was, the written words are beautiful, but you have to learn how to listen to the written words, not just to read them with your eyes, but to understand, to interpret them with your heart, and to be able to absorb them in a real way. And I believe that the reason that the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah begins with this gzeirah shava of listening is because nowadays, more than any other time in the past, it's become very, very hard to listen to the hair. It's become very hard. We're living in a time with everything with instant messages and texting, and everything is much more visual. It used to be that there are people in this room besides me who remember there was such a thing as sending an aerogram from Eretz Yisrael to your parents, or there was such a thing as writing a letter to your kala, where the person would look at the written words but would take the time to deher. Tif, what do these words mean to me? What does this person mean to me? The Rambam very often, when he speaks about Torah Shebaal Peh, he always refers to it, not always, but very often, as Mipi HaShmua Lamad. Mipi HaShmua. Mipi HaShmua means that, it means to daher, it means to listen. When the Torah was given, Chazal say, when the Torah was given, the world was absolutely silent. The Gemara says that even the birds stopped flapping their wings. Even a fly didn't make a sound, wasn't buzzing. The whole world was silent, so that Am Yisrael would be able to dehear those amazing words of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. When the Baruch Shalom said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Anoichi, Ano Nafshi, Kasovis, Yehovis, that I'm giving myself over to you, the word Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, those words that we should be able to hear. All the outside interference, the noise, was gone. What does it mean when Chazal say that a bird didn't chirp and a fly didn't flap its wings, or a bird? What does it mean? It means the world stopped. Okay, we can believe that. I accept that the world stopped. But on a deeper level, maybe what Chazal is saying is, Rabbi said, if you ever really want to receive Torah, if you're a Jew that wants to hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, you better be able to figure out a way to close out the interference and to daher and to pay attention and to be makabel something in a deep way. It's a tnai for Kabbalah Satorah. Vatim Shemoa Tishmo, Vayishma Yisra. Koh Hashmir, Mipi Hashmua. I want to share with you, I was going to photostat, but I couldn't find anybody to take a picture of it. So I'll just read to you. It takes a second. You all heard of Rav Kook, right? I'm sure. There are a lot of people who consider themselves to be Rav Kook's Talmidim. Not everybody is worthy to be a real Talmud. But there was one Jew that Rav Kook, there really his two greatest Talmidim were Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kodesh Livracha, which Rav Chalap's grandfather, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. And does anybody else know who was considered to be the second greatest Talmud of Rav Kook. Who? Rabbi Aryeh Levin was a Talmud, but he wasn't the Nozir. Rav David Cohen, the Nozir. The Nozir was a Jew that's mamish aside. That he kept an inyan of Naziris, some level of Naziris, and the way that he lived and who he was. There's a sefer of him that's called Kol HaNevuah. The entire sefer Kol HaNevuah is about listening. The voice of prophecy, Kol HaNevuah, which the full title is Kol HaNevuah HaHigayon HaEvri HaShim'i. It means the way of Jewish thinking, which is Shim'i, which is listening, by way of listening, to hear, to deher. This tzaddik of David Cohen spoke very, very little. He spoke very little. There's a story with Rabbi Levine that once Rabbi Levine, who was also very close to Rav Kook, once Rabbi Levine was going through something, we don't know what, but he was going through some very, very difficult time in his life, and he had to make a very important decision, and he went to Rav Kook's house, which is still there. He went to Rav Kook's house. That's where the Beis Medrash used to be, the yeshiva downstairs, which you could visit nowadays. And he went there and he knocked on the door and he wanted to speak to Rav Kook. And the Rebbetzin said that the Rav Kook is with some people, but you could wait in the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Aryeh Levine went into the Beis Medrash, and the Nozir, Rabbi David Cohen, was sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning. And the Nozir came out, didn't speak. And Rabbi looked at him, and the Nozir looked at him, and they looked at each other for a few minutes, and then Rabbi understood what he had to do in his life, and he made a decision, and he left, even though there wasn't a word that was spoken. A few days later, Rav Kook met Rabbi on the street, and Rav Kook said to him, what do you think of Rav David? He has a lot to say, no? So Rabbi said, he doesn't say a word, but he says a lot. So Rav Kook was saying, because Rabbi, you deher the Nozir, you're able to hear what the Nozir is saying, even though he doesn't say a word. You were able to receive from him in such a way. So in the introduction, the Reish Dover of this amazing Sefer, Kol HaNevuah, it's a very hard Sefer. It's basically the history of Torah, of how to think according to the Torah. It's an amazing Sefer, Kol HaNevuah. It was reprinted recently again. Listen to this sentence from the Nozir. Habina pikucha l'chachme Yisrael. Wisdom is available. A certain unique type of wisdom is available to Chachmei Yisrael. B'kriyas ha'oznayim mipi ha'shmua. When they open their ears to receive, to listen, mipi ha'shmua. The Torah is called mipi ha'shmua. B'shalshelas ha'kabol midor dor. And we have that chain of great listeners, midor dor, from one generation to the next, who received, who heard, who listened to the earlier generation. Because it says, Tanayim, Shema, Tishma, Rashi brings down, if you listen to the Yoshin, to what was before, you'll be able to hear what's now, what's new. Me'oz shomu ozne avoseni mipi hadibur. From those days that our ancestors heard from the mouth of Hashem Himself. Im'ein nevi'im hein, b'nei nevi'im hein. And we are the children of prophets. And he ends, and he brings the end of his introduction, he brings a poem from his Rebbe, from Rav Kook, about how we are being called to return to the wellspring of prophecy. And he ends and says, Hinenu miskaymim misnarum umavakshim chayim chadashim. We are rising. We are shaking off the galus, and we are begging for new life. Chidush yomim kekedem. Chidush yomim kekedem. So I want to give a bracha to each and every one of you. Now that you're beginning the new zman, that you should be Jews who are able to deher tif. to receive Torah in a deep way. Receiving Torah in a deep way, on a very practical level, doesn't just mean to have a pile of svarim and to look up things. Once when I was 15, we're back in New York, when I was 15, my father came into my room and I had a Gemara on my desk and I had a pile. I love svarim. I'm a svarim addict. So it's an expensive addiction, but it doesn't damage. It helps. But my father came into the room and I had on my table like a Pnei Yeshua, and at that time came out the Nachlas Moshe, and I had a stipler. I had all these. My father came to the room and he said, "You're for sure going to be an Am Haaretz," as he said. I was pretty hurt by that. And I asked my father, "Why am I doomed to Am Haaretz?" Because my father said, "You're a bachri, you should have one thing on your table, it's a Gemara." I said, "What's wrong with having a chazanish and a stipler?" And my father said, "The stipler and the chazanish became the stipler and the chazanish because they only learned Gemara. That's how they became such people, because they tried to look at the Tosfos and to daher Tosfos, not to run away, to start running to a million places. And nowadays, when you have the taiva, where there's a taiva, where you don't have to even make the effort to go on a ladder and to go up. I got my stipler from the stipler's apartment, and he went on a ladder. He brought down the Kilis Yankee. I made the mistake of saying I came here to buy the stipler. And I said, oh, and he said, I'm the stipler. That's what he said to me. So I said, I mean the Kehilas Yaakov, the Kehilas Yaakov. I did the same thing with Kahati also. I asked his wife, she said, what are you here for? I said, I want to buy Kahati. He says, you can't buy him. She said, he's my husband. Mishnayis Mavoras. Mishnayis Mavoras. My father said, how could you become a Talmud Chacham? Nowadays, you don't have to even go on the ladder to take down the stipler. You just sit there like, I see guys in the basement, go ding, and the stipler appears. But it's not just a matter of convenience. It's a way of learning. It's a laziness. It's a learning without Koach HaShmiya. Without Koach HaShmiya. I had a Rebbe once who didn't allow us didn't let us take notes during the Shia. He said, because if you're busy writing the whole time, you're not dehering. You're not hearing. You're not absorbing. You're just writing and you're just recording and you're going to spit back. You should be able to deher what you're learning. To receive what you're learning deep. And to sit and to think about what you're learning. To go over it with the Koach HaShmiya. With that way of listening that the Nozi is saying that Jews have been listening from the time of Hasina and before to the voice of Hashem, Kol God of Elo Yosef. The sound of the Torah being given hasn't stopped. It resonates through all of the generations. I want to give you a bracha. I'm sure you give me the same bracha. That all of us, we should be zeicha to hear that voice of Hashem. When the Gemara is open, when the Seif is open, to hear the voice of Hashem. To hear it. To the head teeth, what Hashem Mizrach is saying to us. And that schus will be a gewaldig zman. And each and every one of you will become, my father was talking right, I am an Am Haaretz. I still believe it's not too late for me to become somebody that can learn a little bit. But you're mamish at the beginning. You're at the bereshis. Each and every one of you should be zeichet to grow into big, big Talmid Chacham. Not only Talmid Chacham that are able to hear Ablat Gemara and to hear Taisus, but Talmid Chacham that are able to hear each other and to hear Mitzvah Shem, your wives and your children. And that all of your tefillahs should be heard, and we should be zeichi mitzvashem to hear mitzvashem to hear the voice of Mashiach Tzikenu. Amen. Amen. Amen.